Hello and welcome to episode 332 of Sprinkin' Say Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. I'm a little under the weather yet again.
I really want nachos.
So this is going to be kind of a shorter show, but we are going to review Midway. We're also going to bring you our review of Eli.
Yes.
Some very brief topics for nerd news, and then we'll go ahead and try to get better and drink more tea.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem to help, but
whatever. No.
Speaking of, have you watched this Jack Ryan TV show?
I watched the first one and really liked it. I was talking to TK.
The first episode or the first season?
Okay. Season I really dug. I talked to TK, he said the second season wasn't that good. I'm a little sad because I wanted to really love it. And again, the first season surprised me. I had a good fucking time with it.
Well, it's John Krasinski and he's cool as shit.
I really like John Krasinski.
He's cool as shit.
Like him and the other dude that's with him, they have a really good chemistry between them, honestly. So I'd highly recommend watching at least the first season. I'll let you know when I watch the second one.
I mean, I'm not going to have time because by the time you guys hear this, we'll be a day away from Disney Plus.
And also, fuck, there's also Watchmen out there, and I think His Dark Materials out there for HBO, yeah. And I totally forgot about those.
There's still season three of
True Detective? True Detective, yeah, which I haven't even broached. I'm like,
No, but I do want to see, because I think it's Mahershala Ali, wasn't it? And he's amazing.
I love that dude as an actor.
So, like, I want to see whatever he's bringing to the table in this.
Mando first, though.
Yeah, Mando's going to be first, just because I know that everybody and their mother's going to spoil anything.
Yeah, so like, it's not a spoiler, it's out there for you to watch it. I'm like, fuck you.
It took place before episode 7.
Suck
so
my cock.
But yeah, there's going to be some spoiler stuff.
Yeah.
And so I want to get to it, and I want to definitely get to it before Ep 8 or Ep 9.
I totally said you bake, and I'm like, what are you going to bake?
I'm smoking a lot of weed, man.
I was like, either you're smoking weed or you're baking cookies, either way, or both.
Cookies. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-free review of Midway. There's a whole bunch of people in this, and I can't remember the dude's name, but he played Francis in Deadpool. He was in Game of Thrones. He played the one character that got replaced because he
did he now
he was he was dude. Awesome. Yeah,
he was perfect as that character. Yeah. And they did.
It took me almost an entire season to get used to the new dude.
Yeah,
because when he shows up, like they start talking to him like you're supposed to know who he is. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. They needed that, like, what is it, that Iron Man 2 point with Don Cheadle. He's like, it's me, so let's get over it, let's move on. You're like, okay, cool. Good job, Don Cheadle.
So it tells the battle of first Pearl Harbor and the Japanese attacking the
Marshall Islands
base in Pearl Harbor, Marshall Islands. And then, of course, it'll culminate with the Battle of Midway, which was the Battle of Midway.
Yeah.
Which was basically the most important sea battle of World War II.
Yep. End scene. It's a war movie.
Yeah, it's a war movie.
We actually haven't gotten one in a little while, I feel like. I'm trying to forget the last World War II movie that came out. And I know we have 1941 or whatever. Or 1912, the 1912, World War I movie coming out.
I'm excited to see.
I really want to see it.
I mean, I guess the last war movie we got was Wonder Woman.
Red Tails?
No, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but that, I mean, like, actual, how about this?
Right, an actual
focus war movie. Kind right, of right. Like, that one did take place there.
But I can't think of the last war movie we had.
Yeah. All right. I had fun. It felt long. Doesn't cover everything I want. Like, there's points where, like, you mentioned it, but there's parts where it are they playing Tron? Sorry. I'm getting distracted. Don't watch TV. I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. There was a little bombastic, some awesome, like, you know, battle scenes. My biggest complaint is I wish they would have focused less on the pilots and more on everyone else and give, like, a unified ensemble thing. It does look like Blitzball.
I want to play Blitzball.
I kind of
I don't want an Oculus.
I do kind of like the idea behind Oculus Quest, though.
Oh, speaking of.
Ooh,
I can't wait, man.
It makes me think of Rush all over again.
Yes.
I like how we're watching TV describing it, and people are like, what the fuck?
The trailer for Ford versus Ferrari came on, and I cannot wait for this.
One, the trailer's amazing, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's Rush that got me excited for it.
Because
I think if Rush sucked, I'd be like, eh. Yeah. But so back to Midway. I think you're right where the main cast is kind of the weak point of the movie. But
the pilots fail to soar.
I don't. They crash and burn.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
They bomb.
Oh boy, I think they dive bombed on that. Nose first. Nose dive, that's it.
There wasn't anybody in this that I actually was super into that I was like, wow, you were amazing. There were a couple of people I was like, all right, you were better than I was expecting. Like the Jonas Brother dude.
Which one was he? Was he one of the pilots?
He was the mechanic that had the handlebar mustache.
Oh, yeah, the one who talked about, like, hey, you'll... Yeah. I was like, oh...
You don't want to spoil anything. Yeah. But I actually liked him. Randy Quaid was all... Or was it Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid was all right. He was just a little gruff with his voice, but...
Yeah, but I think it fit for the character.
Well, they were like, he's got to have cancer. We got to figure out how to give him cancer.
Again, you're right. I didn't think anyone was super standout. They weren't terrible. They just weren't standout.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was nobody that was terrible.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really cool dogfights in this. A lot of cool battles. I think it's still trying to be too much. But I almost... Like, if you didn't tell me it was Roland Emmerich, I wouldn't know it was Roland Emmerich.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. I get what you're saying. Like, I totally forgot it was Roland Emmerich.
Like the, what was it? Pump and Gain or whatever?
Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain. I'm like, this is a Michael Bay movie? Like, you had to tell me it was a Michael Bay movie because there's really only one Michael Bay shot in that movie.
And this one really didn't have any of Roland Emmerich's stuff.
No, it didn't feel like it.
But I'm like, maybe he's trying to step back? I don't know. Because it's not like...
Maybe he's trying to be a director?
Maybe, which is good. I mean, like, hell, I still watch the shit out of Day After Tomorrow. It doesn't make it a great movie. I just love it.
God, it'd be so bad.
It's so bad, but I love it so much.
They outrun Cole.
I don't care. I love it so much.
They outrun
Cole. I saw it on Netflix, and I was like, yes.
Yeah, it'd be so bad.
Oh, it's so bad. I love it, though. But yeah, how did you feel about it?
This movie's fine. It's not great. It's not bad. It's a little bit better than Pearl Harbor, but the battle scenes, none of them compare to the battle scene in Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, the battle scene in Pearl Harbor... Yeah, the battle scene in Pearl Harbor doesn't compare to the rest of Pearl Harbor. That movie's terrible.
No. I need you like Cooper Gooding Jr. need to play your part in Pearl Harbor.
I was watching that recently. I love it. Jesse's like, they hate Pearl Harbor. And I'm like, it's a bad movie.
It's a really bad movie. And that was before Cooper Gooding Jr. was touching people that he shouldn't be touching.
Wait, what? How do I not know this shit? Everybody.
Because he's not a big deal anymore. Like, if he was still a big deal, it would be a big media thing.
Yeah.
But I guess he has like 3 sexual harassment suits against him. It's pretty bad. I enjoyed this. I liked it. I didn't love it. I will say go see it, especially in the theater, because it's going to be loud and bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
And those but you're not expecting really cool. A great war movie either.
Agreed. It's going to make you like feel like it's a super high production value of a History Channel show.
Kinda.
Because it's trying to do a
but
lot
there's
of
there's no aliens.
Yes. Doing the hand motions. If you can't hear that, listen.
Gotta love that guy.
Dude, that guy loves that guy.
Yeah, he's something else. Alright, so we'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review of, I almost said Pearl Harbor, of Midway. But now we're going to get
Pearl Harbor Part 2.
Our streaming review of a movie brought to you by me on Netflix called Eli, our last year horror movie. This movie stars, well, I don't want to say stars, but this movie's about a kid who is sick anytime that he's exposed
to... It's like a bubble boy kind of thing.
Yes. Anytime he's exposed to anything. Yeah. Air, blah, 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 pollutants, whatever. So he lives his life in a bubble.
Yep.
His parents find a doctor that has been able to cure a few patients that have the same sort of disease that he has through some gene therapy. So they take him to this doctor. While going through his gene therapy, he starts to see and hear things, strange things around the house.
And ghosts and stuff.
Yep. And there's a little girl outside of the house. He's in a glass house, essentially, that's encased. That it's like, hey, there were people here before you. I don't know what happened to them, blah, blah, blah.
But it doesn't feel good.
Yep. He does more investigating, blah, 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 blah. And then you get the M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end where he's the like, devil's child.
He's like an antichrist almost. No, not even that, because she's also a devil's child.
Yes.
And it's something about like a rite of passage for them to have to...
They have to find themselves. They can't be told. And free themselves, yeah. So the place that he's gone to, the doctors are all...
Like nurses?
Nuns.
Or nuns, that's it, yeah.
And they're trying to cure the devil. If not cure the devil, then they have to kill the devil.
Yeah.
And the kids that they had cured in the past had all been killed. Mm-hmm. They're injecting this kid with, you know, holy water and such, trying to find a way to...
And his mom's a part of so this part I got a little confused at. The dad's a part of the cult, right?
So
because the mom seemed very against it, but was kind of in it because...
The mom and dad both knew. The mom knew, and she was hoping, because the deal she made with the devil, he was like, he won't be like me. And she was hoping that she would still have her kid.
Because she couldn't have a kid or something, right?
Well, that they would save the kid and expel the devil from him. The dad knew that the kid was the devil's child and was like, yeah, we got to get rid of this kid, basically, is what I got out of it. And so that's why he was helping, because...
So I wasn't the only one that was confused at
that part, imagine, right? Off screen, the nun was like, hey, here's why, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I was trying to... That's the part that confused me the most, is I felt like they kind of dropped that part, and I don't know if I got my attention pulled away at a certain point.
They weren't clear with their explanation of it. It was just... I was able to kind of gather from what they were giving me, what they were trying to give me.
Yeah.
But they didn't give me it correctly. So it turns out that the kid basically... His inner phoenix comes out. Yes. He murders everybody.
Scarlet Witch, Phoenix, whatever you want to call it.
And then at the end, he meets up with his sister. She's like, let's go meet dad now.
And then he does the same, like, blow out the candles, the trick with his mom to calm her down.
To show that he's still there, but he's just evil.
But at the same time, he's like, hey,
I've got all these cool powers.
I got this.
Yeah. I liked this more than I thought I would.
I gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, the same thing. Like, I didn't
love it, but no. I was like, yeah, this is good.
It was fun. Like, one is, it did some good jump scares. It did some good creepy scares where it just kind of made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I loved how it played with perspective, a lot with the mirrors and a lot with the windows. Mm-hmm. And it did a lot of fun things that I thought, like, scare-wise, is it felt genuine and fun in a way. Like, I was like, hey, you're doing fun stuff mm-hmm. with this. You know,
you're not just doing jump scares.
And I love the idea of, like, the invisible, like, aggressor essentially with him, like, pulling him in different ways. I thought that was fun because it was intimidating. Hell, I even liked the whole... turning the nuns upside down and turning them to reverse crosses. I thought that was really cool. Fucked up, but really cool. Not perfect. Again, it kind of teetered out near at the end, but I had a good time.
Yeah, I liked it. I gave it a thumbs up. It's not amazing, but it's still fun movie.
It was a more complete Netflix thing than I usually see, so.
Yeah, I think their quality's getting a little better finally.
Thank goodness. Maybe they have quality controls.
Because, you know, Perfection was pretty damn great.
It was such a good movie.
Yeah.
And it was such a fuck up movie. But that is the
last... We were talking about it last night.
That's the last horror movie. Were you really?
Yeah, because we were doing game night and we were talking about horror movies. And I was like, have you guys seen Perfection? And everyone's like,
so I love that kind of stuff. And that was our last horror movie for this year.
It was. I mean, I'm sure we'll probably do another one.
No, but I mean, like, for Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm like, we'll do more, I'm sure. So, next movie.
Next movie is up to you, my good man.
Yes, so this is one of the ones. I'm still glad it's on HBO. We're going to be, our HBO Go, we're going to be watching They Shall Not Grow Old. This is the Peter Jackson movie where he colorized and then lip readers to dub and color, whatchamacallit, World War II footage. And I heard it was really good. I know the Hetero Life Mate really recommended it as well, so I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad we got it before it drops off of... HBO Go, because we need more World War II movies.
I mean, we just saw one, but all right.
Yeah, exactly. Woo!
We'll do it again. All right. They Shall Not Grow Old on HBO Go. As always, if you have anything else to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, let us know. BattenHammer@gmail.com. BattenHammer on Twitter. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
And I'm at Crane Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Make sure to leave us a little comment.
All right. So we're going to get to... the nerd news. I can't find this being confirmed anywhere.
Okay.
But I'm seeing it reported in a bunch of different places. So either I can't find the right one where it's confirmed or whatever. But it looks like Penguin and Two-Face have been cast for the Batman.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that part.
Colin Farrell as Penguin.
which interesting.
Interesting.
So he's gonna be more mob boss than he is gonna be like the standard.
Well, and I know everybody's like, oh, he's not fat, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, be fat. Neither was Robin Lord Taylor, and he was fucking amazing.
They just make him a good, like, again, good mind.
Yeah, you don't have to have Penguin be fat. Like, I always hated people that had to be.
Well, people get too attached to like their like the imagery and stuff like
right.
that. I'm like, hey, it doesn't have to be the same damn thing. Iconography, is that it?
And then you have Matthew McConaughey as Harvey Dent Two-Face.
Did you see Justin's post?
No, I was going to say, yeah.
Justin's post was so good.
Does his acid take off his left side or his all right? Because
all right. I loved it so much. It's so dumb. I'm cool. I'm still waiting to see what I feel about this movie because I don't. Mm-hmm. It's the same way I'm waiting to see how I feel about DC in general. They put out some decent movies. It's just
The King, I think, on Netflix that I want to watch.
The King.
That has Robert Pattinson in it. And the trailers, I was like, God, you look... You're horrendous. Like, why do people think you can act?
And you want to watch that?
Yeah.
Next week, I guess?
Well, I mean, we'll see. There's some sort of... there's many, many options to watch, but... Yeah. I'm not on board with this Robert Pattinson, especially this Batman thing, so I'm hoping
he surprises us. Me. Yeah. The only thing else I can think of, and it's not really news, but since we're cinema people, I did actually see Gemini Man. And the only reason I bring it up is, one, the movie's forgettable. You're not missing a damn thing. But the reason I wanted to see it is because of the way it was shot. And it was shot in like, oh, fuck, I forgot the millimeter. But it's basically shot like for high action, essentially. Mm-hmm. And you know how a lot of those scenes that we saw in the trailer look, especially with the motorcycle and shit, looked really dumb, right? They actually played out really well with the high frame rate. That's the whole reason I went and saw the movie, and that is the only reason I would recommend anyone to see that movie, is just to give it a shot of, like, it was a cool spectacle, and you probably won't get a chance to see it now. If you see it normal, again, forget about it. But the action scenes itself actually fun, and I think that it made sense to why they did it, if not just to show them as a means to an end, say, hey, this is a cool technology you want to do something with. There's like a scene literally where Will Smith is fighting Will Smith with a motorcycle.
Like with a motorcycle?
With a motorcycle. Like he's using it
like Final Fantasy 13 with a motorcycle?
No, not fighting. Okay. Kinda, yeah. So he doesn't pick up and use the motorcycle as a weapon, like in like the one or something like that.
Okay.
But he runs after him and he hits him by like doing like flipping shitty, like doing spinnies and shitties and stuff like that. But in high frame rate, it actually looks cool and it actually got like the action was there. Don't see it playing; it's boring as shit. See if you get a chance to go see it in the high frame rate, just to see it with high frame rate. That's all.
Okay. So no. No.
Yeah, also, I still have a huge thing for Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I don't care how crappy the movie is.
That's fine. She's amazing.
Yeah, and she, I'm like, you.
Dude, I'd be pissed off if somebody delivered me a pizza and opened it in front of me.
I'm like, why did you let all the heat out?
I would be pissed off.
Yeah. We're watching a Domino's commercial.
Because Domino's is trash.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all for nerd news.
Yeah, that's it for nerd news, but I kind of wanted to talk briefly about, because I know that we both love Alamo Drafthouse.
Yes.
But do you have an issue with their app? Because I do.
I haven't used their app.
But I can never find, like, their movie parties and such. Like, it's so hard to find their special events. And I wish that they would promote those more. Like, yeah. I know people go to Alamo for their new movies, but, like, I feel the real draw with Alamo is the rare things that they do.
Yeah.
And I can't ever fucking find them.
I mean, for me personally, I won't go to Alamo Drafthouse for new movies. I won't.
Because like, they're not updated.
They're not updated, and I can get an arguably a better experience elsewhere. I won't go to Alamo Drafthouse for their food because I don't feel like their food is up to par. The best thing that they have is that when they do, to your point, when they do their movie parties, they're fun.
Yes.
I do want to go and explore other things. Like, I hear Flix is really good for both food and for movie experiences. I know there's another couple other theaters because we're talking to people about just like places they like to go. And everyone kind of says the same thing about Alamo is that their food's all right. The show's all right. But it's like, if you want to go see like a movie party or something, they go to Gusto.
Yeah. I don't, their special events app. Are way more better than their regular stuff.
Yeah. I haven't used their app. I just used their website. In fact, I didn't know there was an app, so now I know there is one, and I'll let you know.
But I think their website's still the same. Like, I still have a tough time figuring out their stuff on their website.
Yeah. I honestly, the best way I find about Alamo's stuff is through Facebook.
Yeah, which is sad, because if, you know, the Facebook algorithm doesn't show you things unless you like everything that a page posts.
You're SOL.
And it's just like, all right, this is stupid.
Yeah. It sounds so weird. I've had to come to this Jesus moment of, like, I don't like Alamo Drafthouse's food. I wish I did, but all their stuff that's spicy, way too fucking spicy.
Like, no, I mean, their food's okay.
Their popcorn's good,
though. I mean, even their pizza is okay.
Yeah.
But, like, I would prefer the QT pizzas over Alamo's pizza.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah. But their movie parties and all their special events are what really draw me to Alamo.
Whole fucking heartily agreed.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I got nothing else, man.
So we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know what sort of cybernetic enhancement would you get if you could get an enhancement? And we got an answer from our buddy TK, who went with an anti-fatigue.
That's actually really good.
Which, I mean, it's very close to what mine is, just because, you know, he wants to go through the day.
Yeah.
and I get that.
Yeah.
Mine's very similar, but we're going to go, what's yours, buddy?
Oh, memory. 100%.
Just more memory?
It would be like an eidetic memory. Something that I can easily recall about it, and I would not have to forget, because you know me.
Yes.
Like, I was laughing, I'm like, fuck, that'd be perfect for me. I think that'd be awesome, too.
Yeah, because I had to bully you, because you didn't show up to our training session.
I still, it makes me feel so good that I felt so bad about it, because I'm like, oh, this is like, I should have.
At least I didn't show up to hiking today, so.
Yeah, there you go. You got it right.
But.
You communicated that beforehand.
Yeah.
What about you, sir?
So mine is very similar to TK's, but mine is the ability to just insta-sleep.
Oh, fuck. So just, put yourself in sleep mode?
Yeah, put yourself in sleep mode. That's just such an underrated thing that we can do with all of our electronics. I would love to be just like, I'm asleep now.
I need to wake up in 2 hours.
Yep. And you just pop right up.
Yep. No, it's solid, man. It's a good one. I like it.
All right, it's your turn for a pod question, buddy.
All right, mine's going to be really, really silly, and that's only because I know we did it before. I don't want to know what your first favorite or your most favorite war movie is. I want to know what your second favorite most war movie is. The thing that you're like, hey, I know this one's good, but this is like the one I like the second
least. The second favorite.
Because I feel like I know everyone's favorite movie, or like a good portion of the times, like, I know what your favorite war movie is. At least I assume I do. But I have no idea what your second runner-up is, and I feel like that's actually a more contentious spot.
Okay.
So yeah, what is your second favorite war movie?
Now, like,
I would say classical war, not new war. So like, but...
Why can't you do New War?
I guess you can do New War.
Why does that not count?
I guess not.
Now, what about A War in the Stars?
No, it's got to be a a real-ish war.
But it really happened just a long time ago. Galaxy,
fuck you. God damn it. Oh my God. No, I'm not going to say that. Nope, I'm good. Let's just keep going.
So it has to be a war that took place on planet Earth.
On planet Earth. A grounded war.
All right.
If you say Lord of the Rings, I'm going to fucking laugh, but that's all right, man. I mean, do you, boo-boo.
It's Middle Earth, but it's not Earth. Oh, it's not a real war.
There you go.
And do you want it to be a real war?
It doesn't have to be a real war, but I'd say
war. So it can be a fake war.
Should it? No. Let's be restrictive, because restrictive is fun sometimes.
Yeah.
It should be based on a real war.
Okay.
Based on a real war.
Okay. Right. It doesn't have to be a shot for shot of.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So second favorite movie, because I think that's gonna be more interesting than your favorite.
I mean, if anybody comes back with Saving Private Ryan as like not their favorite, I'm gonna be like.
Who hurt you?
And how did we get this way? All right.
And Lex, what's your first one? The first part of Saving Ryan? What's the second part of Saving Ryan?
All right, let us know your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SpragansayGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at TaroSkippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. Again, every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. And drop a little comment, share it with a friend. Do something sweet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Midway, you have been listening to episode 332 of Sprek and Say Geek. So for Sprek and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of Midway. it's about the Battle of Midway. it basically starts, the movie starts with the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Gotta love sequels, right?
Which, I did like that they use the same line of like, I believe we have woken a sleeping dragon or whatever.
Well, like, that's actually a quoted line for, like, General, I think it's General Yamamoto?
Yamamoto. Admiral.
Admiral, that's it.
But
yeah.
So, and like, I did a little bit of just like Pearl Harbor reading over the weekend.
Okay.
Because I was like,
find some pearls of wisdom.
And I know you're not like supposed to say this because it was the losing, you know, Americans were on the losing side, but that was one of the most ingenious military moves in the history of the military. Now, granted, like, they missed a few things and then enabled if the United States to
talk about it,
fight back.
If the carriers had actually been at port,
yep,
we would have been decimated.
Yep. Like,
that's
the war would have been over.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, it's crazy. I loved how they talked about the carriers and their importance. Like, they didn't stress their importance, like, hey, this is why they're so important, but just the idea of, like, the focus is on the carriers. Mm-hmm. Because this is essentially the war that outgrew the battleships.
Yeah.
Because the battleships and the cruisers and shit don't fucking matter. Shit. It's the carriers that actually were the winning and deciding factors. But yeah, it's... Again, I talk about it a lot, but fuck, I really need to go find and buy, like, World War II from space. Because they do it, it literally takes it as, like, tactical maneuvers, and it talks about the moves and how things could work. And the reason why Pearl Harbor, to your point, was a brilliant tactical move... But because they assumed the cruisers or the carriers are going to be there, and because the carriers were actually on a war game or something like that out, that's the reason why we were still able to be in the fight. But had it been there, they kind of hypothesized and shit, that would have fucking crippled
us. And like, they did with Pearl Harbor. With this one, they didn't make such a big deal of how massive of a big deal it was that the Arizona was sunk.
Yeah,
like the Arizona was a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that being sunk is a huge blow. And they're just kind of like, do you know anybody on that ship? Blah, blah, blah. But they don't really talk about how big of a deal losing the Arizona was.
Not just that, but all the ships that were sunk, they were sunk in harbor, which fucked the harbor.
Yep. Because you couldn't get into harbor to dry dock. And, but the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And then they are... doing some more kind of blitzkrieg attacks around, like, the Coral Sea, around Australia and such. And they want to basically end the war with the Americans and take out the last sort of naval base, which is at Midway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the Americans didn't think they would be going for Midway. Like, I don't know why they didn't fortify Midway more. But I guess you didn't want to give up ground. And if you gave up the Coral Sea, you're kind of giving up ground, so they're able to hit faster.
Yeah. Honestly, it's one of those, I would pay so much money to just watch a thing that describes and talks about all the shit. Like seriously, just like a really good comprehensive, like, documentary series about that. Of like, hey, this is why they went for this, because I would like to know. I'm like, I know there's reasons.
Well, I mean, the reason they went for Midway was because it was so important for... You didn't have Pearl Harbor, essentially. Pearl Harbor was still under, I don't want to say siege, but you couldn't really get into it. So you couldn't dry dock, so you couldn't repair your ships.
Yeah.
You couldn't resupply. That's why Midway was so important. But I'm just wondering why the Americans didn't think Midway was important. Like, yeah. I don't know why they didn't have everybody at Midway to begin with. 2 days for The Mandalorian. I can't wait. So, and then you get a whole bunch of fighting at Midway.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans win.
And you get, like, the Doolittle raids. You get a bunch of the other shit like that. They throw in a ton of people. Like, They're just, like, dropping in characters, like, nonstop, because they're big people during the war.
Right.
And then, to your point, the battle of Midway.
Did I miss something with the Nautilus?
So I was.
Or did they just forget that it was there?
So I'm trying to think about it, and I think the reason I didn't do reading on it, so I may be wrong, but I think the reason why the Nautilus was important is because it caused one of the battleships to stray.
You know,
And that was the main reason, is that the Nautilus itself didn't do damage, but it caused the it started the dominoes, essentially.
Yeah, but like
And they never talk about it again.
Yeah, they're just like, it's underwater, it's, they see the periscope, and they're like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
And they have a few moments of that where they say something, and they never reference it again, and you're just like, okay.
For a long movie, they actually skip over a few things and don't, like, bring it down or bring, like, you know, closure, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there was closure. Even if it's bad, it happens.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I kind of would have liked that. Plus, it was kind of neat seeing them focus for a little, for half a shake. They're like, hey, here's the Navy, here's the, like, they don't focus on the Army because there's all usually at sea battle, mm-hmm. but here's the Army, here's the Navy, and I'm like, it's so cool. I'm like, you're showing different parts because they don't, usually you have a submarine movie, you usually mm-hmm. have an airplane movie, and you usually have a ship movie, but that she kind of had all, but they do drop stuff and just kind of seem to forget about
it. I do find it, I don't want to say funny, but I
you can say funny.
No. It's interesting how we care so much about our relationship with Japan
mm-hmm.
that, like, movies with, like, ISIS or whatever, they're kind of seen as cowards or ruthless, you know, whatever. With Germany, they're, you know, bloodlust and all the horrible things that for World War II. But in World War II with Japan, we always show them as being very honorable and...
Except for the Chinese. Like, I was... And this is going to be weird. I was really happy that they actually showed...
They didn't brush that over?
No, that they actually showed the fuck-overness that they did with China. Because the shit they did in China was ridiculous. I mean, we did our crazy shit with, like, the segregation camps.
Oh, yeah, I know.
With, like, Japan. But I'm like, it's... Again, to your point, yeah, like, they're honorable and all this. It's just...
That was one thing that I always found, again, I don't want to say amusing, but I always found ironic, is that we were fighting Hitler and Japan, which were killing their own citizens, yet we put our own citizens in tents and camps and prisons.
Because we're good people.
And I was like, but it's different because, you know, we're white.
Yeah, we did it. Home field advantage, bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... Yeah, it is really... It's interesting because I feel like they had to do it with when Pearl Harbor came out. They didn't pay as much attention to the Japanese side, you know? Right. Like, they really didn't. And Pearl Harbor, it bombed in Japan. It didn't do that well. But this movie, like, they're trying to do, like, more of... I can't remember what it was, but I think it was Flags of Our Fathers and Letters from Iwo Jima. Did you ever see those two movies?
I did see Letters.
Okay, so if you ever see Letters and Flags, they're actually the same story, but from different mm-hmm. sides. And it's, man, if you watch one of those, you're gonna need some fucking aftercare, because they're hard movies. But I liked, because it was like, hey, see the same story from two different sides.
Yeah,
no one's great, no one's entirely great, no one's entirely terrible. But it was interesting. They definitely did more this time. And I, yeah,
with Francis, I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy who was Francis in Deadpool.
Yes.
I feel that
that's he, who it was. Fuck. I was trying to figure out who he was.
He's a better villain than a hero.
Yeah.
Because his cockiness and whatever works as a villain. But as a hero, I'm like, you're pretty bland and Kristen Stewart-like.
Yeah. I kept on thinking he looked like Taylor Kitsch's, like, stunt double. Because I kept on like, hey, it's not you. No. Hey, it's not you. And then I thought it was like a weird mix of Taylor Kitsch and what's his name from, who is Beast in the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Nick Holt.
And then all of a sudden you take off this, I'm like, nope, you have way more recessed jawlines than that. Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah, he was.
He was okay.
Okay.
Everyone else was better. Except for, what was it? Guy with mustache, who was also a flyer. Shit.
Oh, the Jonas brother?
No, the other one. He was.
Oh, Luke Evans?
Luke Evans, yeah. Luke Evans is kind of me.
Yeah, this was.
Like, how about this? The people they wanted us to star, the pilots, were kind of bland. Everyone else, I thought, did a pretty decent job. I actually liked Woody Harrelson. I was actually really worried because he didn't over Woody Harrelson it.
No.
Which was impressive.
No, he was fine.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of CGI in this, I didn't feel it was CGI heavy, which was nice.
Did you like the dive bombing portions? Because I feel like that's the part where I felt like...
I liked the dogfights a lot, actually.
But that,
I wish there were more of the dogfights.
Than just the dive bombing ones?
Kinda, yeah.
See, I was actually... I was wondering how much you were going to not like the dive bombing stuff, because that is obviously arguably the most CG portions of it. But I kind of dug how fucked up it looks. Like, flying down to that would be, like, nuts. I did like the plane. The plane battling was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really seen a lot of good plane fights. Dog fights.
Yeah, no, it's been a little while since we've had a real good dog fight.
Thank you for saving me, by the way. I appreciate that one. We said it's been a little while.
Oh. You're sweet. I didn't do that on purpose.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
But it has been some time since we've had some good dogfights, and I didn't love this movie, but I enjoyed it enough to recommend seeing it, especially in the Dolby and everything was rumbling around me, and I loved it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's better than Pearl Harbor, but not by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, better than Pearl Harbor and
the scene of
Battleship.
And the Pearl Harbor attack in Pearl Harbor is better than anything that you get in this.
I would agree. Yes.
But all in all, this is a better movie than Pearl Harbor, but not by a lot.
I feel like it's kind of hard for some reason. It's like the same thing they said with games. It's really hard to do a Pacific World War II movie, it seems like, because I haven't seen a lot of ones that are really successful. They're all right. But when it comes to, like, you know, Atlantic, Pacific, World War II, they actually do a lot better. Like, you get, like, Saving Private Ryan and shit like that. But
I mean, because that was all on land.
Yeah.
Land battles are typically better than sea battles.
Yeah.
Sea battle!
I feel like you're right. This one's a lot better than that. It does, again, the Pearl Harbor fight in general in Pearl Harbor, great.
Yes.
That's the best part of the movie.
Yes.
This one does a better job of, like, taking your whole, like, a pullback view. I just wish it would have finished off more stuff.
It gives you actual real life things that happen.
Yes. Like, I would have liked, I liked the whole, like, focus, even if it's briefly, on the Doolittle raids and how important it was, like, the reason why they did that, and that it was literally just a smack in the face to say you can get punched.
Yeah, that's it. It wasn't even to win a battle or anything. It was just like, we're here.
We're going to hit you back.
And to give you some self-doubt.
Yeah.
Literally was all it was.
And which is like, exactly what it did, because it was like, hey, you're the God Emperor and we're going to fuck with you. And it, like, it did exactly what they wanted it to. It shook confidence. So it's like that whole idea of, like, when you play, like, God, what is it? I'm trying to think. There's ones where you have, like, morale chess, bars. Yeah.
Where you throw out a pawn and they take that pawn and then you take whatever and you were like, thanks for that.
Exactly.
Like, you intentionally lose a piece to gain a piece.
Yeah. I liked it. It was long. It actually felt a little long, especially near the end. I'm like, my God, this movie's still going on.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it. I just wish it would have wrapped up things a bit better. And again, the pilots, your actors for the pilots, just weren't as engaging as I wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would have liked it better if they had focused on them less and focused on everything more and just made it like, hey, it's a one of those movies where you see, like, Orient Express, where you just see a shit ton of really good actors and everyone kind of has an equal part. And you're like, this is going to tell you about everything before and
more after. More of an ensemble piece.
Yeah. I would have liked that better than focusing on the pilots.
The problem is Saving Private Ryan is so perfect that it's going to be hard to do any sort of war movie that is even remotely good as Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
And even though Tom Hanks is your star, that's still a very ensemble piece movie.
It is. And everyone has, like, equal characters. He still is the focus to kind of pull it together, but you have a lot of interesting characters.
You have to have an avatar of somebody, and that's who your avatar is.
Yeah. But
all right, so we both recommend seeing it, but it's not great.
It's not going to blow your socks off. That wasn't a pun. That actually wasn't a pun. At least it wasn't trying to be one.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what number are we?
332?
Are we?
I think you were saying it before as a mantra.
Ladies and gentlemen.
332.
You've been listening to episode 332 of Sprite Say Geek, so we're Sprite and Say Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. Nachos. Mm-hmm.